هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Today, we'll be speaking with a special guest, Mr. Saleh Muslim, a prominent Kurdish political leader and a key figure in the Democratic Union Party, PYD. As the co-chair of PYD, Mr. Muslim has played a significant role in shaping the political landscape of northeastern Syria, advocating for a decentralized and democratic system. On March 10, 2025, Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Shara and SDF commander Mazlum Abdi signed an agreement to integrate Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, into the Syrian state system. To gain a deeper understanding of the agreement and the overall situation in Syria and the Kurds' situation, SBS Kurdish would like to extend a warm welcome to Mr. Saleh Muslim. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to our people in Australia. Thank you.
Mr. Muslim, could you clarify the contents of the March 10 agreement between Mazlum Abdi and the interim Syrian government, please?
Actually, the agreement was a frame for more details, so it doesn't contain all the details of the agreement because it's about 8 articles, and each one needs long time for discussion and agreement on all aspects in this agreement. For example, political and so on, so military, economically, everything should be discussed and be agreed in between the committees. Joint committees between the democratic administration and the government in Damascus. And for example, I mean, if you are saying Syria is a republic, but how it should be, mm-hmm. the Syrian government, how it should be, democratic or dictatorship or whatever it is, it should be set and agreed on these points. So, yes, we have agreed in the frame agreement for 8 points, but after that, the regime is postponing. It's not taking it seriously. It means maybe they are not willing or not serious to implement this agreement. Other than that, there are some other powers, outsiders, especially those powers around Syria. And so maybe they dislike this agreement because they don't want the stability in Syria. So it's insisting into this agreement to be implemented and discussed very well.
What role did the Democratic Union play in formulating or supporting this agreement?
Well, PYD is a part of this political parties in this system. I mean, when we said Mazlum Abdi is going to Damascus and discussing with the president of Syria, he is talking by the name of Democratic Syrian Forces and also Democratic Syrian Council and also, the administration. So he is representing all of those. And PYD is a part of all these, of this. I mean, is a part of the administration and part of the Democratic Syrian Council. So we are discussing everything before any agreement or before any meeting.
How do you assess the Syrian government's, the interim Syrian government's willingness to recognize, let's say, Kurdish autonomy or cultural rights?
It's one point of this agreement, I mean, article of it. He's saying all the minorities or all the components of Syria should be recognized in the cultural wise, political rights, and so should be recognized. So it's a part of this agreement. And the Kurdish also are part of it, just like them and other minorities like Syriacs and like Turkmens and so. And even Muslim is representing all of them, I mean, because the delegation going to Damascus for discussion contains the Arabs, the Kurds, and the Syriacs, all of them together. So the Kurdish rights are one article of them.
Mr. Muslim, what concessions, if any, are the Kurds prepared to make to reach a long-term political settlement with Damascus?
Well, settlements, I think it should be constitutional. I mean, exile and the democratic constitution should be reference for everything. And until now, the regime forces didn't make this constitutional agreement, which is satisfying all the components of Syria, including the Kurds. So our guarantee for our rights should be constitutional.
If an agreement takes place, what do you believe is Turkey's reaction to the agreement would be?
Well, this agreement doesn't affect Turkey in any way. I mean, Turkey, if it's serious, really, of the stability in Syria as neighbors and so on, they should support this agreement. But, I mean, what's pity? What we see is Turkey still have some kind of Kurdophobia. They are bothered from the Kurdish people to get any democratic rights anywhere. So it's because of that they are trying making some obstacles in front of this agreement.
Also, do you think the US-led coalition supports a political deal between the SDF and Damascus?
Yes, that's what we believe, because I think it's... The Syrian conflict took a long time, about 14 years of war and so, destruction for all the area, for all the powers, and it's a kind of third war. And now I think everybody involved in the Middle East and Syria, they want stability in Syria in any way. So this is the point. I mean, everybody is trying to see the stable Syria.
And do you think a stability will happen in the near future?
I don't think so. By these tools, just like those Salafis and this mentality of the government, it's very difficult to get stable Syria.
What guarantees or safeguards are in place to ensure this agreement is implemented and not broken if it happens?
Well, one of them is this, as I said, is democratic discussions, democratic negotiation. And as a result, we should have a democratic constitution for all Syria, recognizing all the rights of the people and the minorities and everybody in Syria. This is the only way to guarantee stability in Syria. And this is the way it should be done. But this regime didn't do so.
Do the Suwayda clashes in Syria signal future clashes between the Kurds and the new Syrian regime?
Well, I think the regime is trying to dominate all Syria by the force, which is impossible. They have tried, in the coastal area and then in Suwayda. They didn't succeed till now. And it will be very difficult, to do the same in the democratic area, the north and the east of Syria. It's very difficult to do it. So I think, they wouldn't try to do it because they know how much we are strong. And these members of the government, they were in past, they have experienced, when dealing with Nusra and Daesh, they were fighting in this area. They know how we can defend ourselves. So they know the strength. So I think they will hesitate to do anything against our areas.
The refugee camps, which have many foreign fighters there in Al-Hol and Roj, what do you think will happen to them? There are some Australians in there, I believe, as well.
Well, from the beginning, it's a kind of really difficulty which is facing us. Because I think this question should be, dealt with the United Nations, because we are talking about tens of nationalities and those people and international terrorist organization, and so we don't have rules and so on. So it's a really a big thing for us. I think it should be taken by the United Nations to do it. But what story? I mean, everybody trying to escape from this responsibility. Even the countries which they belong to, they refuse to get their people to their land. So it's still depending. We don't know what will happen.
Mr. Saleh Muslim, co-chair of Democratic Union Party, PYD, thank you very much for being with us on SBS Kurdish.
Well, thank you again for you and giving me the opportunity and hope the prosperity for all our Kurdish people, diaspora, including Australia.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabnifsina, SBS Kurdi, Lisar Facebook, Bishobina.